Welcome to the Babbelry,
where translators visit the Tower of Babel.
The Tower of Babel.
The Tower of Babel.
Babel.
Babbelry.
Tolerance is absolute. Decency is the lowest bar. In the practice of tolerance, one's enemy is the best teacher. That's the Dalai Lama. This is your host, Suki Wessling. There are people I have trouble tolerating. I confront some almost daily when I'm out walking. All the solo drivers and huge gas-guzzling SUVs, not to mention all the young dudes with white-collar jobs who drive gas pickups as a style choice. One of the reasons I have trouble tolerating these people is that the car you drive is often a choice. Although I am a happy EV driver, I don't have any trouble tolerating people who drive gas cars because, for example, that's all they can afford. It's clearly the choice that bothers me. I'm not holding myself up as a shining example of perfection here. There are many things I could do but haven't. I still have a long way to go to lowering my own carbon footprint. I have not given away my unnecessary comforts to help those in need. I have not dedicated my life to a higher good. Regardless, I do try to be decent. It's Transgender Day of Visibility. Today is a day that highlights the value of tolerance and the result of tolerance, which is decency. As someone who loves to explore the gray area, I have to admit I don't see one here. This is what it comes down to for me. If you don't try to tolerate people who are not like you, you are not a decent person. If you work on tolerance and sometimes get annoyed at people who make choices you don't agree with, you, like me, are a work in progress, but you're probably pretty decent. If you succeed in tolerating everyone, which is not the same as excusing bad behavior, you've moved past simple decency to something pretty darn impressive. There are transgender people that I love, respect, and admire, so I don't have to work at this one. I have read the research and the history. There have always been transgender people, and there always will be. Even if I had never met a trans person, even if I found them weird or scary or even repulsive, I would still tolerate them, though, because they, like me, don't get to choose what they are. But what about the people who, like my example of gas-guzzling-by-choice car drivers, have a harder time tolerating trans people because they believe being transgender is a choice? Then we're back to the beginning. Tolerance is absolute. Discussions of tolerance often focus on the multi-ethnic, multicultural aspect of modern America, but I think that tolerance has to go deeper than that. Take me back to a European medieval village where my people decided that the local witch should be burned at the stake. We're all white, we all speak the same language, and frankly, since it's a medieval village, we're probably all some version of cousins. Even in this homogenous environment, tolerance is absolute. So what if she chose not to get married? So what if her garden is overgrown? So what if she wears masculine clothing or funny hats? We tolerate her because that's what makes us decent. The only thing not to be tolerated is intolerance. Which brings me right back to the beginning of this Möbius strip, because although I started with a trivial example, I am having real significant trouble tolerating MAGA adherents. Like transgender people, I've got some MAGA people in my wider family. But unlike transgender people, they haven't heard from me lately, because although I tolerate their right to exist as humans, I cannot and will not tolerate their intolerance. I find it almost pathetic how often I read stories in the press that can be summed up as, "I didn't mean they should do it to me." MAGA family is so totally surprised that their beloved son-in-law is deported to a country he has no relationship with because he was brought here when he was 8 months old. MAGA mom is shocked that she's shunned after she joins the school board, reads the curriculum, and comes to the only logical conclusion that MAGA has been lying to her. MAGA elderly person is right now on hold with the Social Security Administration, not able to make rent because somehow DOGE has decided they're dead. The Dalai Lama tells me that I should have compassion, that they are teaching me tolerance, but I will not tolerate intolerance that is causing so much pain. I guess there's a reason I'm not a Buddhist. The thing is, I can't change MAGA minds. intolerance is foundational to their political anesthetic of choice. But I am assuming that you, my dear reader, are not one of them, and that you, like me, might struggle with tolerance. And this is all I can say to you. Today, let's go out and see people. Not just trans people, but yes, please see trans people first today. See them as people. You don't have to like them. You don't have to approve of their choices, but just see them. And let's not stop there. If you're a young, healthy man, see an older woman and see her as a person. If you're white, see a person with brown skin as a person. Be curious not about their identity, but about the person they are. If you're able-bodied, see a person whose body struggles, not as a disabled person, but as a person who has ideas and talents and maybe some good dirty jokes. If you're a native-born American, see an immigrant who's just a person and know that they have hopes and desires too. Today, let's simply remember to see people. And let's not forget to see young people. I won't be out and about this morning because I'll be at my computer teaching my teen writers. It's really, really rough being a teenager right now. They are being inundated with so much information, so much emotion, so much indoctrination and anesthetization, both chemical and digital. And teens, let's face it, were at the forefront of the movement to see transgender people. There were prominent trans adults, of course, but it was the teens who forced us to look, who forced our culture to a reckoning that some people said we weren't ready for. But we are always ready for tolerance. We don't have to love people who make us uncomfortable. We don't even have to like them. And if they behave in ways that hurt us, of course we should speak up or act to protect ourselves. But when they're just living their lives, making their choices, and being who they are, it's not our job to force them to conform. It's our job to make our own choices, be who we are, and advocate for what we think is right. And if they don't like who you are or what you believe, hopefully they will choose to tolerate you also and move on with their day. For my part, tomorrow morning when I'm out walking, I'll swallow my annoyance, give those neighbors a smile and a wave, and let them go on with the business of living their lives. I have a few footnotes in the written piece that I will now read. First of all, about the witch. I will also add that she was probably designated a witch because she didn't have a husband and she knew how to make a willow bark potion to bring down fevers. Secondly, I will add for clarity and to reassure my guest Karen Tamarius of the excellent Smart Politics Substack that my MAGA relatives are not people I interacted with much before the MAGA era, so they probably don't even miss me. Thank goodness the family members I am close to are all as appalled as I am. And finally, I feel obligated to say here, as to my solo driving, gas guzzling neighbors, I will continue to tell them how great EVs are, advocate for EV friendly policies, and vote only for politicians who support green energy. But aside from that, they can always expect a smile and a wave from me when I'm out walking, except when they force me into the swale with their 4,000 pounds of literally toxic masculinity. The song Bach sur la Lac is by Komiku on Bandcamp. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to The Babblery.
The Babblery is produced with support from KSQD Radio in Santa Cruz, California.
Find us on major podcast platforms or at babblery.com.